Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people in the world? It's Hacky Caster the Binger here, live and direct, coming from the west side, where it's burning hot for the people on the outside. Also known as SKD, hope everything is grooving. Got a popular response to our last posting. It was very interesting. It's pretty much, I believe, on Blog Talk. Our post where you're hearing this right now, for the most part, is at, believe, at 4,000 downloads, 5,000 listens. So that's good. And people asked me what the subject was going to be for the next podcast, and here we are, people. It's going to be 12 things that an actor, actress needs to avoid when going to an audition. Yes, people, 12 things an actor, actress needs to avoid when going to an audition, at an audition and after the audition. So grab a pen and paper or what have you, or, you know, this is definitely available for download, with a demand on request, whatever they call that thing. I don't know what they call it, but listen, write it down, note it down, rewind, whatever you want to do. It doesn't make a difference to me. This is just to help you, and it's based on my experience of what I've seen at our auditions and what I've seen at my friends' auditions, and we got some stories here. So I'm going to share with you again 12 things an actor, actress needs to avoid. All right, number one, don't confirm that you'll attend an audition if you have no intention of showing up, and conversely, Do not confirm that you'll attend an audition and just show up. What that means is you're not confirming that you're going to be at the audition, but you show up anyways, at your own time, when you feel like it. Casting directors are on the tight schedule, and one smaller production, and actually this is quite true, on smaller productions, the director, writer, and producer may be there because they almost all may be the same person. So they're on a tight schedule, so if you're not going, don't confirm. True story, one actress canceled her audition because she canceled her audition because, quote, I have an acting class to be at, end quote. No lie. Every acting friend that I have, when I've told them that quote, has fell on the floor cracking up because why do you go to acting class? To prepare for auditions and things like that. All right? So true story. If you know I'm joking, true story. Why are you taking the class again? I love for her to tell her teacher, quote, teacher, I had an audition scheduled for today, but I canceled this so I didn't miss your class. No lie. This has happened twice. In fact, it's happened most recently where the person says, I'm sorry, I can't attend your audition. I have an acting class that day. Come on. I know you're paying money for it. We know you're paying money for it. But this is an opportunity for you so you can see how your acting class is benefiting your career. Because let me tell you, quite often, acting teachers, they won't try to push you out of that class. They want to keep you there as long as possible to get that money. All right? So please, if you're not going to attend the audition, don't confirm. And do not confirm and figure you can just show up. Show the respect. You wouldn't treat Paramount and the big studios like that. Treat the smaller production with the same respect you'd give the big productions. All right? Cool. Number two, be on time. Seriously, just be on time. Don't say you're late because of traffic. You're in Los Angeles. There's always traffic. There's traffic in the morning. There's traffic in the afternoon. There's traffic in the evening. And there's traffic overnight. There's always traffic. All right? So don't say you're late because of traffic. You know what time you have to be there. You know what time you should leave. Show up. All right? Get there early. Get comfortable. What have you. Because no one cares. If you're not there on time and they skip your spot, you're like, well, you know, I'll schedule for 4 o'clock, but it's 4:30. Doesn't work like that, all right? They're not going to see you. And I can tell you a story. I'll give you one story. A person came late. We were already packed up and leaving. Is it possible I can still read? We were like, no, we're leaving. We're already packed up and we can't wait any longer. The person was scheduled to come 3 hours earlier. No, it doesn't work like that. Though I appreciate the hustle of getting there and, you know, trying to get that reading and trying to get before the camera, I understand that. I can respect that. Much love. But at the same time, you know, we're on a schedule as well. We have places to be and things to do as well. All right? Cool. Number three. This might sound the obvious, but it's not the obvious. In fact, let me get some water. Hold on for a second. Check it out, people. Number three. Bring a headshot with you. Let me say it again. Bring a headshot with you. All right? I got an email here. People are saying, sorry, is this your natural voice? I'm getting closer to my natural voice because every teacher will tell you that once you're in a classroom, your voice gets a little higher because you have all these kids in there who you have to speak over, right? And you have a large class, so you want to make sure your voice carries. So, yes, I'm getting closer to my natural voice, all right? So I figure I just answer that email off the cuff because we have a lot of people listening in. So let me come back. Number three, bring a headshot with you. If you are coming from another country or part of the United States where casting directors don't ask for a headshot, remember, you're in Los Angeles now. Bring a headshot. 55% of the adults don't bring headshots to the audition. 98% of the children bring a headshot. No lie. If my friend Rachel, she can attest to this. We've done casting where they come in and I don't have a headshot. I've got to get a headshot. I'm still getting new headshots, blah, 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 whatever. These are adults. When we've casted children, and Rachel has noticed, she's brought this up, 98% have come in with their headshots. And the remaining 2%, their headshots aren't really the way they think they should be. So they brought in what they could. You know, it was just a Polaroid. But please bring a headshot. All right? I've seen this with my own eyes that a lot of the adults just don't bring a headshot. Also, look like the person in the headshot. More than once, someone has walked into the room and given us a headshot, and it looks like two different people, the one in the headshot and the person that gave us the headshot. Please, look like the person that's in your headshot. Too often I've seen people enter the room and they don't look like the person on the internet headshot. And also, on top of this, to my sisterhood, if you're dark-skinned in person, don't lighten yourself up on your headshot. If you're light-skinned, don't lighten yourself up for your headshot. Be who you is. Please, just come in as you look. Make sure that your headshot shows all your beauty. Make sure it shows you in all your glory. You come in with your beauty that you are given with. Don't come in and... I've seen this. And oftentimes when people take headshots, especially if they're my complexion, if they're of dark skin complexion, what they'll do is they'll put a filter over it when it's getting copied. And what it does is it lightens the middle part of the face and then it fades to darkness around on the edges. No. You come in to make sure it shows you as you are. All right? Cool. Now, next one. Also, your headshot shouldn't be from 10 years ago. I always see this submission from this one actress, and it's the same photo I saw back in 2008 when I first came to LA. I literally can see it in front of me as I'm talking to you, all right? The same photo I saw back in 2008. Yes, there are photos that get you consistent work, yet at some point you should ask yourself, are you not getting work because of your headshot? Also, please have your resume stapled on the back of your headshot. Kill the excuses as to why the back of your headshot is blank. Don't, you know, get a marker and just write a number. No, please take this. You wouldn't do that if you was auditioning for Star Wars or auditioning for Bourne Supremacy or auditioning for 007 or auditioning for Star Trek or auditioning for Charlie's Angels or auditioning for a Marvel Cinematic Universe film. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't roll in there to Sarah Finn and say, oh, here's my headshot and I roll stuff on the back. No, you wouldn't do that. You'd go find a place, you could print that bad boy out, staple that bad boy together, and then go inside and do your business. But no, when it comes to the smaller production, well, they're not worthy of your time and your effort and your 25 cents. You just figure you just give them whatever. That's not good. Next, number four. This comes when you get your sides. Number four, know your lines. If you receive the sides at least a week ahead of time, there's no excuse for you to not know your lines or even go off book. Off book meaning you have the lines memorized. Not improv. This means you have the lines memorized. So you're not looking at the sheet. Casting doesn't want to sit there watching you read your lines off your cell phone, tablet, or off your forearm. I can tell you I don't make this stuff up. I can tell you stories. Yes, you may have made a slight mistake with your dialogue when you go off book, and I don't mean improvised. You know, if you make a slight mistake of the doubt, no problem. They'll probably let you do it again or have you pick up from a little before you made the mistake and continue on from there. I mean reading the dialogue. Also, don't change the dialogue or not even read the dialogue completely. If there's no profanity in the scene you're reading, in the sides, don't use profanity when you're auditioning the scene. I can tell you stories. Let's say it together. We can tell you stories, all right? Or I can tell you stories. Also, read the sides you were given. Do not read a monologue or some random words that you saw in a movie. I've seen this firsthand. Don't say you never got the sides, you don't have the sides, and never say you didn't have time to read the sides. I can tell you stories. Number five, follow the dress code. That's listed in the audition notice. If it reads no sweats or sneakers, please don't wear no sweats or sneakers. Because you're telling casting, You can't follow direction. If they want business casual, wear business casual. I've seen it quite often. Please, business attire or casual business attire. And the folk comes in and like sweatpants, you know, a Bikram mat, or they just come in and whatever they come in wearing. Oh my God, it's just not right. So they're looking for something in particular, and you may be the person that's perfect for the role, but you come in dressed as you're dressed. So now they have nothing. They're going to say this person can't follow directions. Not good. Number six. It's an audition, not a hangout. Go into the room, say hello to everyone, follow directions, ask questions relevant to the audition, complete your audition, wait for any feedback, and if you don't get any feedback, thank everyone and leave. Let me come back to this. Number six, it's an audition, not a hangout. Go into the room, say hello to everybody, follow directions, ask any questions relevant to the audition, relevant to the character, complete your audition, wait for any feedback, and if you don't get any feedback, thank everyone and leave. Thank you. Number seven, and in fact, when you do leave, say thank you. You know, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Have a great day. All right, you'd be surprised if people just roll out of the room and just like you're doing them the favor. Number seven, make sure your social media is righteous. Not all casting directors have the time to check someone's social media at the actor actress request. Yet if they do, please don't post photoshops of your selfies. Please don't post photos of your selfies, especially in undergarments, thongs, booty shots, lingerie, like, you know, I don't mean lingerie like it's Victoria's Secret or what have you. I mean lingerie like you're literally in your bed. And say, hey, let me take a selfie with me, and I got my panties hanging out. Don't post yourself taking bong hits. And it doesn't matter if you have 500,000 followers. How many of them will come to see you in a movie? How many of them do you actually know? More so with 500,000 followers, why are you not getting consistent work? I have no interest. Now, if you have an Instagram or something like that where it has a lot of image, like, you know, clips of you doing your work, what have you, like a reel, I can live with that. But I don't want to go to Instagram where there's like 40,000 followers. I'm not scrolling through that. And my friend, I hear this all the time from my casting directors. A lot of them don't. They don't care. Now, I'm gonna do one of these blog podcasts for producers. So we're gonna touch on this more because I think they fall for this trap all the time. Okay. Now, number eight. Remember, your talents are to serve the project, not the project is there to serve you. Meaning, don't take a project just so you can have material for your reel. Let me come back again. Don't take a project just so you can have material for your reel. We'll figure out very quickly. And remember that someone created this opportunity where you can show your skills. The producers put blood, sweat, and tears into the project. They don't need some diva or devo thinking that he or her audition film revolves around them. Or revolves around you. All right? We're all in service of the project. Number nine, speaking of your reel, it should be at a maximum 2 minutes. If it goes any longer, it becomes a short movie. Some casting directors don't mind, but look at it this way. 200 actors, actresses submit for a role. Casting looks through 150 reels in its entirety. That's a total of 2.5 hours. And I don't know of any casting director that's going to spend that amount of time watching reels for that long. Also, avoid submitting music videos if you're submitting for a speaking role. And I shouldn't really have to explain that, but I'll do it anyways. We can't hear you talk. Okay, we can see you move around and whatever you're doing in the music video, but where's the talking part? All right. Also, please include a clip of a movie that you're in, since half of those reels will be music videos where the talent doesn't even talk. And I just spoke on that. Also, please, 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 as James Brown would say, please, if you're in a short movie, send a scene from the short movie. Not the entire short movie that's about 5 minutes. The torment is real. More on this in another podcast. Number 10. At the audition, don't do what's uncomfortable for you. For example, if the size don't go reference a nude scene, yet you're asked to do one at the audition, tell them no. Now, if you're cool with it, cool. That's on you. But don't compromise your morals just to get a role. They may have you do a nude scene there that isn't even in the movie. Plus, don't do something intimate if, again, it's not on the sides. You walk in the room and they say, this got this person you'll be kissing and whatnot, and it wasn't in the sides? Don't do it. Let them get upset for not being upset in the first place. I'm sorry. Let them get upset for not being upfront in the first place, all right? If you feel uncomfortable about it, don't do it. Number 11, read the sides and ask questions about the character when you enter the room. Don't just walk into the room, slate, read your lines, and leave. Ask questions about the characters. If the casting allows you so that you can get into the character's rhythm. Let me say it again, because I know it came off a little odd. Read the sides and ask the questions about the character when you enter the room. Don't just walk into the room, slate your name, read your lines, and leave. Ask questions about the characters if the cast people allow you to do that, so you can get into a rhythm of your character, know how to flow with your character. All right? And number 12, I think I said I was going to do 11, but let me do number 12. I'm going to add one more for y'all. Say thank you. All right? Say thank you. At the audition, on set, after the shoot is completed, say thank you for the opportunity. You'd be surprised how many actors, actresses have never said thank you for giving the talent an opportunity. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. All right? That's my 12 for today. Later on, we're going to get into part 2, get a little deeper. Oh, yes, producers, I got something for you out there. Trust me, I didn't forget, and directors as well. But again, it's nothing but love, so people can really make the move in their career, move up, move forward, and do some business. All right? SAG Acacia Dominion out, SKD, live and direct. Drink plenty of water. There's a heat wave out there. I'm gone.